How about the Texans? What the Texans?
They won two. It was a great weekend for me athletically.
Yeah. How about the Rockets? I don't care.
They didn't play.
Oh, okay.
How about them Rattlers?
Well, that's what I said, playoffs. Yeah,
they won their big game. I was there.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, it was fun.
First time they've been undefeated since 2008.
How many Rattler games have you been to this year?
That was my first one.
Oh, well, okay.
Fairweather fan.
Yeah. No.
Hopping on the bandwagon late, huh?
I've been too busy with work.
Okay, so you've been out there for that. That's good. All right.
Okay, before we start, can I just say, because I told Kat already.
Yeah.
I called it.
You called what?
The game.
Which game?
On Friday, I said if the Aggs get up by 21, they'll win by 3. I missed it by 1, so they're up 20, they won by 5.
That's pretty good.
There'll be no living with them after this.
Well, you need to stop, though, see, while you're ahead.
Oh, I'm not doing it again.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I'm not even going to try and guess how bad we lay it on Sam Houston.
Those poor folks. Yeah, probably not.
You talk about coming into a game with a little swagger.
Yeah, probably so. Well, that's okay. I bet you there'll be a lot of kids who'll get to play.
Yes.
The whole idea, right? And it's probably not even on television.
No, it's a pay-per-view game.
Is it? Yeah.
It's free here, though. You can listen to it on 1620
that's
for
right.
nothing.
Yep, you can. Yep. So the United States Postal Service acknowledges that one of its mail carriers did not report the corpse at the Denver home.
Oh, my God.
Well, because he mistook it for a Halloween display.
Okay, that's fair.
That's gross.
46-year-old Dale Porch collapsed and died November 2nd on his porch.
No.
What can I say? After returning home from the night shift job. Apparently, the letter carrier went by, noticed that, thought, wow, that's pretty realistic. Guess it's the second day when it got bigger, they decided
that's grim. Grim.
Happy Monday, y'all.
Yeah, but his name was Porch. I find that pretty interesting.
That's what you call ironic. Info.
Mason.
His nickname was Front. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I can think of worse last names.
That's true.
Yeah, like Bloat.
I had a friend whose last name was Broadass.
Now, there's a family over in Grimes, quite a few of them in Grimes County, but it's not spelled that way.
It's harvest time at Rural Tepecan Farms, and to celebrate, they have orchard tours and activities every Saturday this fall. Enjoy signature treats made fresh at the farm, like chocolate chip pie. Make sure to pick up a Rural Tepecan or pumpkin pecan pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Rural Tepecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now until Christmas, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop ruraltepecans.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:15. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Today, of course, we're celebrating Veterans Day. That means that some banks and some other institutions, federal offices, will be closed. So that may be, as we call it, a door rattler. You go walking up because, you know, it's a regular day for you. But
you just don't know.
That's exactly right. Anyway, and it's also Chicken Soup for the Soul Day.
Oh, how charming.
They've sold like a bazillion books.
Yes, they have.
And National Young Readers Week. Every week ought to be, but there you go.
Oh, my gosh. Can you just imagine how awful it would be if there was the Infomaniac Soup for the Soul?
No, Chicken Soup for the Soul. No, there wouldn't be. It wouldn't happen.
I mean, we don't do enough happy stuff.
It just seems so... Yeah. I don't know. I'm amused by the idea.
Yeah, no, it'd be condensed and dried in an envelope. It's like that Lipton soup is.
Pretty
all
much.
Right, what do we got for birthdays?
Anne Hathaway from Princess Diaries, Get Smart, Devil Wears Prada, I Can Go On. She's 30 today. Ryan Gosling is 32. Yeah. Cote de Pueblo?
De Pablo, I believe.
Is it De Pablo?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ziva on NCIS.
Yeah. Okay. I don't watch that one.
Oh, a lot of people do, though.
I know.
It's pretty much number one show out there.
Yep. I'm just not that guy on that
one. How many is he? She's
33.
All right.
Tanya Harding's 42.
Yeah. What has she been up to lately?
She does a lot of VH1 and those, like, behind-the-music comedy goofy.
I bet she does. Yeah.
Sammy Sosa.
Oh, yeah. For a while, he was really well-liked.
Oh.
Revered, almost.
Yes. Not anymore.
Till we found out. Yeah, taking shots in the butt.
He's 40.
Well, he was.
He was a steroid junkie.
Yeah.
Well, what does that have to do with your hiney? Because
that's where you get them.
Shots.
Well.
That's more than you wanted to know, right?
Little TMI this morning.
There you go.
So is a charger pack. That's to your hiney?
Oh, no. Those aren't steroids.
This is real steroids.
Yeah, this is human growth hormone, you know.
Wow.
Not pretend steroids.
Yeah, HGH, yeah.
Sammy Sosa's 44
today.
Yeah,
yeah.
Somebody that didn't take them because she was too little. Nadia Comaneci, 51 today.
Yeah.
Megan Mullally, or Mullally, depending on who you talk to.
Okay.
From Will and Grace.
Mm-hmm.
Hilariously funny lady, 54 today. Neil Young.
Oh.
The godfather of grunge music.
Yeah.
67.
He looks the part.
Yes, he does. Al Michaels, 68 today.
Uh-huh.
Wallace Shawn.
Yes.
I love that guy.
Inconceivable, right?
Inconceivable.
Yeah.
Never go against the Sicilian when death is on the line.
Yeah, the princess bride.
He is 69. And Mills Lane, Judge Mills Lane, the guy that used to call all the big fights, the bald referee, is 76 today. Okay.
Booker T. Jones.
Booker T. and the?
Yeah, and this. Yeah, and he's 68. And amazingly, Charles Manson.
Good heavens.
His birthday is, he's 78 today.
Wow. He's not dead yet?
What? How much money has been spent to keep that guy alive
a
in prison?
Bucket load.
Wow. And if you ever read Helter Skelter, I don't know that a book bothered me any more than that.
Really?
Well, simply because it was true.
Yeah, true.
Wait, you read Helter Skelter and you're unwilling to read Big Bird's autobiography that I offered you so kindly? What is this?
Well, you have to understand Helter Skelter, I probably read that 40 years ago almost, and so... You know, there was a different stage of life, I suppose.
Hey, Scott, can we do a quick thing of trivia?
Yeah.
What does MG stand for? Booker T and the MGs.
Oh, I have no idea.
No idea?
Mahatma Gandhi's?
Memphis Group.
Oh, well, that would make sense. Sure, there you go. All right.